Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Howard Sackstein of joining us on the line. What did you think?
I absolutely loved it. It felt a little like, do you know what Portuguese fado music is?
Yes, it had a lot of influences. It might have been Arabic with a hint of Hebrew, but it definitely had another Mediterranean thing. Maybe it is Portuguese, actually.
So, you know, the fado singers would be the wives of the fishermen who would go out to the ocean and they would sing these laments about the family members and how long they'd be gone and would they come home safely.
Yes,
and it's
yes.
the soulful, emotional singing. And you get it today all over Portugal still. And it sounds just like that.
Interesting. Hillel says, terrible song, no gusto at all. And Joan says, ditch gusto, yuck. I thought it was awesome.
I thought it was good.
I just thought it had such a vibe. I thought it was quite sexy. It just had a thing. Talking about sexy, Howard Sackstein.
Yes, those two words go together.
All the time. They are basically inseparable, Howard Sackstein and sexy. But then there's the issue of, you know, what I've perceived as your crush on Melania. You hoping now that, that this is, almost, I would say, 99% all over for the Trumps. Do you think she's going to ditch him with gusto?
So this was my thought. A few years ago, I was on holiday in Vietnam with a bunch of people. And the one couple with us were fighting the entire time. It was actually terrible. They newly started dating. This was their first holiday together. They clearly weren't getting on.
Mm.
But he had paid for her to come on holiday.
I see where this is going. Right.
So I sat down with couple number two and I said, clearly couple number one are not getting on, but he's paid for the holiday. So what is the appropriate time that they have to wait before she breaks up with him?
It's a fine
And we
question.
All agreed mm. 6 weeks. After the holiday, she has to wait 6 weeks.
You think it's a long time.
That's a long time.
But we thought he had paid for her holiday.
No, I get that.
She mustn't seem ungrateful.
Right.
So she should wait 6 weeks and then break up them. I can tell you 6 weeks later, that couple is engaged to be married. While the couple two that I asked, exactly 6 weeks after we came home, they broke up.
So you're not as good at this as you think you are, is really what you're saying.
Well, couple two gave the advice, and exactly after 6 weeks, he had paid for her holiday, and she dumped him. So I'm just thinking, what is the appropriate time after the elections, after Trump concedes defeat, that Melania can safely say, okay, I've done my bit. I've watched you have your affairs. I've been married to you clearly. Just to assist you during all of this, now it's time for me to take the cash and move on.
So let me give you a couple of my thoughts on this. So certainly for the last, I would say, as much as three and a half years, I would say to you that Melania absolutely detests her husband, but detests him. Her body language has been appalling. The last few months, I've sensed a little bit of a shift in her. Yeah. And in fact, I was looking at some of the footage around Halloween, actually, when the kids were, you know, they always do these stage things that the kids come in and they pretend that they've, you know, they're just a normal family handing out sweets to the kids. But her reaction to him was actually a lot more natural. Now, maybe it's because she thinks it's all over.
Exactly.
She sees a light at the end of the tunnel.
It could well
Stockholm syndrome could be finishing at any moment.
Yes. Although at that point, maybe she thought he was still going to win. I don't know. It's so interesting. The truth is that she would fly because the media, although I think have been appalling to her in the sense that they haven't given her, Jill Biden is going to be on the cover of everything, with very little to show for it in my view. I mean, she's a very accomplished woman. She seems a very nice person and a very, certainly she's a very smart woman. But she, she will be given a lot of press. Melania wasn't given any good press that she could have been. I mean, there's no doubt she's a, I mean, she's a supermodel. She's a fashion icon. She's a smart woman. She's got a lot going for her, and she wasn't given that credit. I believe that if she stepped away from him now, she would become a superstar again because she would be given that attention from the media. What do you think?
I think that she actually didn't want the limelight in the White House because the press would have loved her if she actually took to them. But she seemed almost reluctant. Remember in the beginning, she didn't even move into the White House. She tried to stay in New York.
I was thinking about that the other day. She didn't want, and they claimed it was about the son and the schooling, but come on, let's not kid.
And then she arrives at the White House, and almost the first thing that happens is the revelations about Stormy Daniels and the affair and the spanking of Donald Trump. And now the entire world knows that your husband is completely unfaithful to you, even though you're a magical supermodel superstar. And she just shies away from the limelight. She doesn't actually want it because it's just too uncomfortable and she doesn't want to be seen with him. And you remember those images of he tries to hold her hand and she keeps on swiping the hand away. He's
like, touch me one more time. Touch me one more time and this Christian Louboutin is going to be in your throat.
But of course it's inappropriate that Melania divorces him while he's in the White House. So they clearly do a financial deal. Now, maybe it's 20 million, maybe it's 50 million. We don't even know.
Look, I certainly hope that she does well financially for it. It could not, these last 4 years for her must have been living hell.
But I tell you, she walks into that polling booth and she votes Joe Biden because that could mean her
That's
freedom.
What I thought as well.
And we will never be the wiser. We will never be the wiser. Absolutely. Very, you know, what are your thoughts? 34519 or 061-895-1019. Do you think that, this is going to be the end of the Trump's marriage? And how long will she have to wait? What is decent? What is a reasonable amount of time? Yeah, it's really, really fascinating. You know what? And in a way, Howard, so much more entertaining than our own shenanigans back home with the arrests and the ANC corruption. What do you think?
Do you think we should say, well, how long should Ace Makashula vote before he blames us all on a political conspiracy against
him? He's done that already.
Exactly. No time at all.
I just don't understand why the NEC is even meeting to discuss this. As I said earlier, if they haven't seen this coming, if they haven't prepared their statement, checked it for spelling errors, and had it in the drawer ready to go, they are even more delusional than I gave them credit for.
No, they did that. They just stuck it on the ANC Youth League website. Which, just by the way, if anyone has checked, it's still up.
You're right. I can't use Chai FM Wi-Fi to go to the ANC Youth League webpage, can I?
You can put it not on advisable. In private browsing mode.
We honestly live in a comedy show.
No, it's a comedy show, straight comedy.
Well, this is one of the great things I'm really worried about. I watch all the late night American TV comedy, and it's been fantastic during the Trump era. It really has been. There's been so much material, and I'm actually dreading a Biden presidency. All the comedy has been removed from our lives. It's just going to be too boring. It seems unfair. I'm missing him already.
Yeah, they're going to have to step up. Truthfully, I found it got boring, because there's so much you can laugh at one political figure. Now, I get it, in South Africa, it's easy to be a columnist and a comedian because the material writes itself. And I guess that's what the American late night circuit felt. But we've also, to some extent, had the death of comedy over the last 4 years because they didn't need to dig deep. All they needed to do was just report on the week that was happening.
They would play video clips of the presidency and you'd be in hysterics. Like, I've always wondered, do you think Judge Zondo, like, leaves his very austere chair at the Zondo Commission and just goes back to his office and packs up lots.
Well, he did that once last week. In his chair,
yeah,
where he couldn't control himself. He got the giggles over, what was the comment?
Yeah, Kekwinana, when they asked her,
about the baking part. Oh, yes,
It wasn't about the baking powder. It was something else, and they asked, are you sure this is the answer you want to give? And she said, yes. And he just laughed.
In typical South African manner, because the word yo says everything. There's nothing more to be said after that. He said yo, and he just burst out laughing. So that's what it means to live in South Africa as well. Do we know if Biden actually has a personality?
Well, it's very difficult. He said he did have a personality, but he may have lost it when he lost his memory and his brains.
Oh, goodness.
What do we do with this guy?
I was not a Trump supporter. I am absolutely delighted that Trump has lost the elections. Well, at least in everyone else's view, except for Trump, he lost the elections.
No, but we had a couple of our listeners.
But Biden is over bottle. And thank God for Kamala Harris, because she's sharp and she's witty and she's smart and she's got spunk and personality and verve. Like, I think she's going to be fantastic. The question is, like, how long do we think Biden will last?
Well, so that's Lindy's question. So we've really done how long Melania needs to wait before she divorces Trump. Mm-hmm. How long? Lindy's view was, look, Biden needs to win so we can get him in and get him out. And we can just move through this. And Kamala Harris can take over. The real question, and it's actually a serious question, is does she have the experience? I'll tell you that reading between the lines in all Biden's tweets and all of his comments, he's much more Biden and Harris than any other, than most other presidents. Now, maybe I'm just comparing it to Donald Trump, where it was always me as president. He has definitely taken a Biden-Harris view of we will do this and we will do that, which is interesting, because I wonder if that doesn't signify that there's an understanding there as well, that this is only going to be for a period whilst they build her up, give her the confidence and experience, and then he moves on. I do suspect that might happen.
Well, let's face it, being the American president is one job you can't really have experience for. That's the reality. There are very few people who've been a president before you.
Right.
And thank goodness Biden has spent 8 years in the White House before as vice president. So he comes in with lots of experience. But who else has that experience? Did Mike Pence have any experience when he came into the White House? Did Donald Trump have any experience? Did Barack Obama have experience? Look at George Bush Senior, Junior. You don't have experience when you come in. That's one of the jobs you can't actually practice.
Although Biden's got tremendous political experience. Trump had zero political. Kamala
and
Harris
it shows,
has
but
some,
you note, bit, you notice, for example, that in his dying days, Trump is firing people and replacing people in places like the Pentagon. To this day, four people fired this week out of the Pentagon and replaced by Trump loyalists. One of those Trump loyalists had previously accused Barack Obama of being a terrorist. So he's trying to put into position, even in the dying moments of his presidency, he's trying to put in these crazy conspiracy theory nutcases, because he's destroyed America and he wants to take the rest of America down with him on his way out.
Do you really believe that he's destroyed America? I mean, I know you don't like the guy, but tell me why you think he's destroyed America.
Because I grew up in an era where America was something to be proud of, where it stood for something, it stood for values, it stood for freedom, it stood for democracy. It was the aspirational country that everyone wanted to be like. And you look at it today, and it is just a poor, sad reflection of the country that it was. It stands for nothing. It stands for division, and it's full of racism, and it won't address its own issues. And you look at the way it's dealt with the rest of the world, the unilateralism in it, the arrogance in it, the way it's treated people. You look at what's happened on its borders, the way it's separated children and adults from each other, and they still have over 500 kids that they have no idea who they belong to. You think, is this the values of society?
I read an
article
this morning that they are still struggling to reunite these kids with the parents. It's the most terrible thing. I'm not saying that this hasn't gone on for years, and I know a lot of you will say yes, but this happened under Obama as well. But there was definitely
no, it didn't. It didn't. We must get away from the lies.
Okay,
parents were not separated from each other on borders ever.
So set that straight for us. Why is it that the immediate response that I will receive from listeners is, but this happened under Obama as well?
Because to be quite honest, they don't want to deal with reality. That's the fact. You do not separate children and parents from each other. It's a fundamental thing that doesn't happen in a Western or a normal society. It doesn't happen anywhere. The sort of things that we've seen, the behavior from Trump, if it happened in the Central African Republic or the DRC, you know what we'd say? We'd say typical African dictators.
No, I don't think we would say. Sadly, we wouldn't even talk about it. But that's a completely different subject. I think there's so much cruelty and terrible things that happen in Africa, but somehow we are accustomed to turning a blind eye because it's Africa, because there's this perception or this I think it's racism actually that lives matter less in Africa. I do think that. I think that is a very, very a real situation. All right, Howard Saxton, we are out of time, unfortunately. But when are you calling it? Let's assume that eventually, from when Trump concedes, let's talk about it that way, because like this, it's impossible to know. From when Trump concedes or when he is removed or leaves the White House, how long before Melania leaves him?
So I think it's not from a time after he concedes, because the handover of power happens, I think it's the 20th of January.
Yes,
20th or 23rd of January. It's a birthday present to me because I'm on the 24th. and then I don't think you'll see a formal announcement for a while, but I think you will start seeing less and less of them together over a period of time, and within a year, there'll be an announcement that they separated, even though you wouldn't have seen them together for 6 months before.
I was just going to say, yeah, I tend to agree with that. That's going to be the process. By June of next year, it's going to be very evident. Howard Saxton, thank you as always. Awesome conversation. I loved every second of it.